would like to look at one verse from the 12th chapter.
我们要看这十二章中间的一个经节，《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 12, I would like to read verse 5.
使徒行传十二章第五节。
Verse 5 says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
使徒行传十二章第五节，于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切地祷告神。
We see from this scripture lesson the power that we have in prayer.
我们看到我们祷告的力量。
We must understand that prayer is the most powerful thing in the universe.
我们必须知道我们的祷告是宇宙间最有力量的一个工具。
We see the power that different storms have.
我们看到暴风雨的力量。
And we see the awesome power that's displayed by them.
我们也看到暴风雨所展现出来那无穷的力量。
But their power cannot compare to the power of prayer.
但是暴风雨的力量是不能和我们祷告的力量相比的。
Because when we pray, we are talking to the God of the universe.
因为我们在祷告的时候，我们是在跟宇宙的神直接对话。
We are not just talking to a powerful individual.
我们不是在跟某一个很有力量的个人来说话。
But we are talking to God.
我们是在直接跟神说话。
The God that had so much power, He created everything.
神有如此无穷的力量，他这个世界上一切的东西都是他所造的。
Over and over throughout the Bible, we see illustrations of His power.
我们在圣经中一次又一次看到神的力量的显明。
We, when we pray, are talking with God.
当我们在祷告的时候，我们是在跟神直接说话。
Some months ago, I was in Washington, D.C.
几个月之前，我在华盛顿 D.C.
I had the privilege of seeing the White House.
我看到白宫。
And I was there right where the president was.
我在跟总统在一个会场。
But I could not talk with the president.
但是我不能跟总统讲话。
I had not been invited to come and visit him.
我因为没有人邀请我去跟总统说话。
So while I was close to him, I was still far away.
当尽管我跟总统的距离很近，可是我实际上跟他还是很远。
Because I had had no invitation to come and visit him.
因为我没有接到邀请信要跟总统说话。
And as powerful as he is, that doesn't help me at all.
尽管总统很有力量，可是他不能帮助我。
But there is one more powerful, and that is God.
但是神比总统的力量要大得多。
And he has invited us to come and talk with him.
他邀请我们所有的人去跟他讲话。
He invites us to come at any time and talk with him.
他邀请我们在任何时候都可以去跟他讲话。
We can bring him any problem that we have.
我们如果有任何问题都可以带到神的面前。
And we can know he can take care of that problem.
而且我们知道神一定会帮助我们。
We have in this scripture lesson this morning a problem.
在这个经节之中我们看到一个问题。
The early church has just begun to grow.
早期的教会刚刚开始成长。
Jesus had left after his resurrection.
耶稣基督已经复活升天。
The day of Pentecost had come and they were filled with the Holy Ghost.
然后他们每个人在圣灵降临节的时候都被圣灵充满。
And the church was beginning to grow.
这个早期教会正在成长，刚刚开始成长。
But then they began to face some problems.
然后他们就遇到一些问题。
These weren't little problems.
还不是小问题。
These were big problems.
很大的问题。
They were problems big enough to ruin the early church.
这个问题实在是很大，早期的教会很可能就此被毁掉。
These problems were so big that if God didn't intervene, they would have to close.
这些问题是这么大，如果神不来干涉的话，很可能早期的教会就此就没有了。
The first thing we notice in chapter 12 is that Herod is the king.
我们在十二章中首先看到的是希律是王。
Now we must understand who Herod is.
我们必须知道这个希律王到底是谁。
Herod was a king that was appointed to a very difficult job.
这个希律王他的工作是很难对付的一个工作。
There had been many, many kings over Israel.
在以色列曾经有很多的王。
And when the Romans had come in and conquered Israel,
当罗马人来征服了以色列之后，
they appointed a king to lead them.
他们要设定一个王来领导以色列。
But the Jewish people didn't want a Roman king.
但是犹太人不要一个罗马人来做王。
So they would cause problems.
所以犹太人总是要掀起暴乱，要掀起一些问题。
And it wouldn't be long until that king would be removed.
经常是刚刚设定一个王，不过多久这个王就被推翻了。
They would put another king in his place.
然后罗马人又设立另一个王。
That king would also face the same problems the other king did.
然后这个王他肯定又会遇到同样的问题，很快又被撤换。
Several kings had come and had gone.
已经有很多罗马人设了很好几个王，可是他们最后都被撤换。
And now Herod has been appointed king.
现在希律王是罗马人所指定的王。
Herod understands the problem that he is facing.
希律王很明白他所面对的问题是什么。
He understands if he doesn't do something different.
他知道如果他做的事情跟以前的人还是一样的话。
He's going to be thrown out like all the other kings.
他也会给很快会被撤换，就像别的那些王一样。
So he began to look around for something to help him with his kingdom.
然后，所以希律王就在这王国里到处寻找，看有些事情，什么事情能够帮助他。
He sees this new church that's just begun.
他看到了刚刚成长的这些早期教会。
He also understands that the Jewish leaders want to close this new church.
他也知道这些犹太人的领袖想要把这个教会关闭。
And so he understands that if he becomes friends with the Jewish leaders,
他知道他如果能够成为这些犹太领袖的朋友，
then he can retain power.
他就可以保守他的权利。
And one way to do that is to destroy this early church.
一个办法就是把这个早期教会毁掉。
He was a politician.
他是个政治家。
And he was willing to do anything to retain power.
为了保有他的权利，他可以做任何事情。
And so he begins to attack the early church.
所以他开始攻击早期的教会。
The first thing that we see he does is he kills James.
我们所看到的这个十二章前面一节讲到，他首先所做的是他杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
Now there wasn't any crime that James had ever committed.
雅各没有做任何错事，没有犯任何的罪。
James was an innocent man.
他是个非常无辜的人，很正直的人。
He was killed because he was a leader of the church.
他被杀了只是因为他是教会的领袖。
He was killed because Herod wanted power.
因为希律王想要权力，所以希律王杀了雅各。
James was one of the apostles.
雅各是这十二使徒之中的一个。
He had been one of those that had walked with Jesus.
他曾经跟耶稣一起走过。
He was one of the powerful leaders in the church.
他是早期教会很有力的领袖中的一个。
But we also notice that he was family.
我们也看到他是教会he was family?
Yes.
他是教会大家庭中的一个。
It says in the second verse he was the brother of John.
我们看到十二章第二节他是约翰的哥哥。
Now many times we can accept persecution when it's happening out there.
很多时候当这个逼迫发生的时候，我们可以接受。
But when it begins to affect us or our family, it's another story.
但是如果这个逼迫是发生在我们这个家庭身上，我们就可能感觉不一样。
I've seen many people stand strong amidst persecution.
我看到很多教会的人，他们在面对逼迫的时候，他们站得很稳，非常坚定。
Until it comes to their family.
直到这个逼迫临到他自己的家庭，他开始动摇了。
Herod understands that families are close.
希律王知道这犹太人家庭对他们非常重要。
Especially among the Jewish communities, the families are very close.
犹太人把家庭看得非常重要。
And so he kills James.
所以他杀了雅各。
He's a leader, but he's a brother.
他是教会的领袖，同时又是教会大家庭一个很重要的成员。
He didn't do it because James was guilty of any crime.
并不是因为 James 做过什么错事。
He did it because he wanted power.
他杀了雅各只是因为他要他掌握权力。
Herod doesn't care who he has to kill.
希律王他根本不在乎他要杀的是谁。
In order to retain power.
为了保守他的权力，他可以做任何事。
In fact, he's willing to destroy the whole church.
实际上他很想把早期的教会整个毁掉。
To gain power.
这样才能够巩固他的权力。
He wants to wipe out the name of Jesus.
他想把耶稣的名从地上擦去。
He wants to destroy the church.
他想要毁掉教会。
And he sees that this was a smart political move.
我们看到这希律王的这个政治这上面这个手段显得好像很聪明。
It says in the scripture that it pleased the Jewish leaders.
我们看到圣经上说这些犹太人的领袖很高兴他这么做。
He saw that his plan was working.
他看到他的计划已经开始起作用了。
He was gaining control.
他已经取得了这个犹太人的这个控制权。
And so now he reaches out and takes Peter as a prisoner.
然后他的下一步，他是把彼得投入监狱。
Now Peter was the pastor of the early church.
彼得是早期教会的牧师。
He was the most influential in the church.
他在教会里影响力最大。
He was the leader of the church.
他是早期教会的领袖。
And if he can destroy Peter, he can destroy the church, is his thinking.
希律王的计划是，如果他毁掉彼得，那么早期教会也就不再存在了。
And so he takes Peter and he puts him in prison.
所以他把彼得投入监狱。
Here again, he has committed no crime.
彼得也没有犯过任何罪。
He has done nothing to merit going to prison.
他没有任何罪可以让他应该送去监狱。
The only reason Peter's in prison is for Herod to gain power.
希律王仅仅是为了巩固他自己的权力而把彼得投入监狱。
But then the holy days come.
然后这个圣日到了。
These are special days that the Jews observe as holy days.
犹太人他们守一些圣日，这是他们特殊的传统。
Herod understood that to execute Peter on a holy day would be very wrong.
希律王知道，如果在圣日杀了彼得，这是一个错事情，犹太人不会喜欢。
It wasn't that he cared about Peter.
他并不是想要关心彼得。
He knew that if he executed Peter on a holy day, he would lose power.
而是因为他知道，如果是在圣日来处决彼得的话，他会丢掉他的这个权柄。
So he puts Peter in prison.
所以他把彼得下进监里。
And he intends for Peter to stay there.
他想要彼得在监狱里关几天。
It tells us that he had 16 men assigned to guarding him.
我们看到这个在监狱里有派了16个兵丁来看守彼得。
There would be two that would be inside the jail cell with Peter.
其中两个人会在这个监狱里跟彼得拴在一起。
They would be chained together, arm to arm, leg to leg.
他们的手和脚都跟彼得捆在一起。
Peter's not going anywhere.
彼得哪里都不能去。
Peter can't even scratch his nose without the guards knowing what he's doing.
他甚至想要挠挠鼻子都挠不了，因为他的手也跟这些兵丁捆在一起。
Herod wants Peter to stay there.
希律王希望彼得能够在监狱里关一段时间。
Because his intent is to execute him as soon as the holy days are over.
因为他想要等圣日一结束就处决彼得。
But not only were there two inside the cell with Peter, but there were two outside the cell.
在彼得的监狱里有两个兵丁，然后监狱外面又有两个兵丁。
No one was allowed in or out of that cell.
这个他的那个监房里任何人也不能进出。
And they would have these four men, and each set of four would take shifts.
然后有四个人轮流值日来看守。
Peter isn't going anywhere.
彼得哪儿都不能去。
Those men are going to make sure Peter stays there.
这些兵丁的任务就是要保证彼得在监狱里哪儿都不能去。
Because if Peter escapes, they lose their life.
如果彼得逃走的话，他们都完蛋了。
If I'm in their position, I make sure he stays there.
如果我是这兵丁中的一个，我肯定是希望彼得哪儿都别去。
I don't want to lose my life because I was lax and let my prisoner go.
我可不想因为失业，因为渎职，因为不好好看守他，丢掉我自己的性命。
They meant for Peter to stay there.
他们想要彼得就在监狱里老老实实待着。
So the picture looks very, very dark.
我们所看到的这个画面看起来真是很黑暗。
It looks like the early church is about to be destroyed.
我们看起来似乎早期的教会很快就要被毁掉了。
It looks like Herod is about to get his way.
好像这希律王所有的措施都实行了，都有很有效啊。
But then we come to the verse that I read for you today.
然后我们看到我们刚才读到的这一节。
It says the church went to prayer.
我们看到教会在为他切切的祷告神。
That changes everything.
一切事情都会因为这个祷告而改变了。
When the church goes to prayer, God goes to work.
当我们教会在祷告的时候，神就在工作了。
When the church went to prayer, God began to move on their behalf.
当教会祷告的时候，神已经为我们所祷告的事开始做工了。
Yes, the picture looked dark.
是的，这个画面看起来很黑暗。
Yes, it looked like the early church was about to die.
是的，看起来似乎早期的教会马上就要完蛋了。
Yes, it looked like Peter was about to lose his head.
好像这彼得很快就要被砍头了。
But then God began to move.
但是神已经开始动工了。
Then God began to intervene on their behalf.
然后神为了教会的人开始干涉这件事情。
As you read down throughout the chapter, you see how God sets Peter free.
我们看到这章读到后面的时候，我们就知道神怎么样让彼得得到自由。
Because the church was praying, God moved for Peter.
因为当教会在祷告的时候，神就在为彼得做工。
God sends down an angel to rescue Peter.
神所他派了一个天使来帮助彼得逃走。
The angel comes right there in the jail cell with all the guards around him.
当这个他的牢房里还有那么多的兵丁的时候，天使出现在他们面前。
We find Peter fast asleep.
我们看到彼得睡得很沉。
Facing execution, but yet he had calmness in his soul to where he could sleep.
尽管他知道他很快要被处决，但是他仍然心里有平安，他一样睡得很沉。
The angel has to wake him up.
这个天使还得把他摇醒。
He finally wakes up Peter and says, "Come on, we're leaving."
他把彼得摇醒，他说："快起来，我们该走了。"
He tells him, "Get on your cloak, get on your sandals, we're leaving."
他说："穿起来衣服，穿上鞋子，我们要走了。"
And Peter doesn't even realize what's happening at the time.
彼得在那时候根本不知道要发生什么事情。
But there was a church that was at prayer.
但是教会在祷告。
So God was at work.
因为神在工作。
Rescuing Peter in the midst of impossible circumstances.
在这不可能的这种时刻能够拯救彼得。
Sending an angel down to get Peter out of prison.
他派了一个天使去把彼得救出监狱。
Even though there were 16 men that would die to keep him there.
尽管有16个人为了把彼得关在监狱里，宁可他们牺牲他们自己的生命。
Finally, the angel gets Peter awake.
到最后，这个天使把彼得摇醒了。
And they walk right out of the jail cell.
他们就那么直直接接的就走出来这个监房了。
I've always wondered, what about the guards?
我一直在想，这些兵丁都干嘛去了？
Could they see what was happening and just couldn't do anything?
他们是不是能够看到发生的一切，却是什么都做不了呢？
Or could they just not see what was happening?
又或者他们也许什么也没看见。
Either way, God was at work.
不管怎么样，神在做工。
Because the church was at prayer.
因为教会在祷告。
And so Peter finally finds himself out on the street outside.
然后彼得发现他自己已经站在监牢外的街道上了。
They had walked out of the entire prison and nobody had stopped them.
他已经从监狱里一重一重的门那边都走出来，没有人可以阻拦他。
Finally, Peter wakes up completely outside.
然后彼得在监狱外面的时候完完全全的清醒了。
He realizes that the church must be at prayer.
他意识到教会一定是在祷告。
He realizes that an angel has just rescued him from certain death.
他也意识到这个天使把他救出了他的死亡。
And so he makes his way to where the prayer meeting is.
然后他就去教会的祷告会。
He knocks on the door.
他敲了门。
A young lady comes to the door and recognizes his voice.
一个使女来开门，她听出彼得的声音。
Becomes so excited she doesn't let him in. She goes back inside.
这个使女是太激动了，她甚至忘了开门，她就跑进去。
If I'm Peter and I'm knocking on the door, I want to get inside.
如果我是彼得，我敲门，我希望有人给我开门。
But there he stands and she runs away.
但是这个使女因为太过激动，她连门都忘了开，所以彼得还在门外面。
Finally, they come and they open the doors to Peter.
然后教会的人就过来开了门，把彼得带进去。
He comes in and he visits with the church.
然后他进到教会里，和教会弟兄姐妹在一起。
And they see the beginnings of the power of God.
他们就看到了神的力量。
They see physical, visible evidence of an answer to prayer.
他们看到祷告的力量，这个力量如此的真实。
God had worked a miracle.
神又创造了奇迹。
God had done something extraordinary for the church.
神做了一项神迹。
And they had rescued, and God had rescued Peter.
神拯救了彼得。
Peter went into hiding, as it was probably the safest thing to do.
也许彼得对他最安全的事就是先躲起来。
And we might think that that's the end of the story.
我们想，也许这就是故事的结尾了。
But God wasn't done yet.
但是神还没有做完他的事。
We must understand Herod is still king.
我们要知道希律仍然是王。
Herod is still looking for Peter.
希律还仍然在寻找彼得。
Herod will kill whoever he has to gain power.
希律王为了保有他的权利，他可以杀任何人。
He didn't quit just because Peter escaped.
并不是因为彼得逃走了这希律王就停止。
He is still going to destroy the church.
他还是希望能够毁掉这个教会。
But God wasn't done yet either.
但是神也没有完成他的计划呢。
You see the story how it beginning at verse 20, how the story unfolds. Herod makes a great speech.
我们看到在这个十二章第二十节以后，希律王做了一个很精彩的演讲。
And the people are very, very awed at what he does.
然后犹太人都非常敬畏他。
They loved his speech.
他们很喜欢他的演讲。
And they begin to shout, it's not the voice of a man, but the voice of a God.
他们开始大叫说这不是人的声音，是神的声音。
And Herod begins to believe that he is a God.
然后希律王就飘飘然就以为自己真的是神了。
He doesn't give God any of the glory for what he just did.
他没有把这个荣耀给神，而是归给他自己。
But he takes the glory for himself.
他把这个神迹的荣耀归给他自己。
And here again, God dispatches an angel.
然后神又派了一个使者。
And the angel comes down and kills Herod.
天使过来把希律王给杀了。
It's a very, very, disastrous end for Herod.
对希律王来说，这真是个毁灭性的一个结果。
Though he had gained political power,
尽管他拿到了在政治上的这种权利，
he had bothered God's people.
他骚扰了神的子民。
And he found out that there was a power greater than political power.
他发现神的力量远远比他政治上的力量大得多。
And that was the power of God.
这就是神的力量。
And now Herod is moved off of the scene.
然后希律王就从这一场景之中消失了。
Herod no longer can bother the church.
他不能再对早期的教会做出任何骚扰的举动。
No longer can he put Peter in prison.
他也不能把彼得再下到监里。
No longer can he imprison other church leaders and murder them.
他也不能把教会别的领袖投入监狱然后杀了他们。
Because God was still in control.
因为神仍旧是掌权的神。
But it happened because the church went to prayer.
这一切发生都是因为教会在祷告。
It didn't happen by lucky circumstance.
不是因为运气。
It wasn't just a fortunate break.
也不是因为只是仅仅的一个幸运的事情。
But it was God demonstrating his power.
这是神在显示他的力量。
And God moves for his people when they pray.
当神的子民祷告的时候，神就为他们做工。
We may look around at the world in which we live today.
我们会看看自己所生存的这个世界。
And we may see that it is dark in the world where we live.
我们看到我们所生存的现在这个世界很黑暗。
That sin is abounding everywhere.
这个罪行在各处各地都有。
That it seems like the politics of today is against the church.
看起来现在世界的政治家们都是和教会作对的。
That family values are being attacked.
我们看到家庭的观念已经被攻击了，传统家庭的观念。
It may seem that the church itself is about to be destroyed.
看起来这教会似乎就要被毁掉了。
But let me tell you, church, God is still alive today.
但是我告诉你们，神仍旧活着的神。
The same God that rescued Peter works for us today.
拯救彼得的神也是在今天做工的神。
The same God that created the universe is alive today.
创造宇宙、创造万物的神仍旧活着。
And if the church will go to prayer, God will go to work for us today.
如果我们的教会能够祷告，那么神就会动工。
The problems that we face today are not bigger than our God.
我们所面对的问题不会比神更大。
The circumstances that we face are not so dark, but what God can't move.
我们看到的这个黑暗的场景并不是神所不能对付的事情。
And if we, the church today, will go to prayer.
如果我们的教会能够开始祷告。
If we, the church today, will intercede with God.
如果我们教会能够和神一起做工。
Not just a little prayer.
不是一个很小的祷告。
But an earnest, fervent prayer.
而是急切的、恒切的祷告。
God will again move on our behalf.
神会为我们做事。
God will work for us today, just like he did the early church.
今天神仍旧会为我们做事，就好像早期他拯救彼得一样。
If we will go to prayer,
如果我们祷告，
God will go to work.
神会做工。
But it's up to us to pray.
这是我们的责任，我们要祷告。
To take our problems to him.
我们把自己的问题带到神面前。
And then let him answer prayer for us.
然后神会应许我们的祷告。
Thank you so much for your kind attention.
谢谢大家。
Well, thank you very much, Brother Fulton. Appreciate your message. It's very